Thanks, Peter. And now back to the news. A bit more sport for you as we hear of a first in Norfolk. A big rugby day at Crusaders Rugby Club. Then an unusual event in cricket as Joe Gatting scores six sixes in one over, playing for Swardston Cricket Club. Success for county cricket. Then marathon running and a superhero race, both for charity.
The rugby community in Norfolk united to celebrate the strength of the local game and battle for local bragging rights in seven county cup finals at the very first Woodford's Big Rugby Day. Beautiful weather helped to create a festival atmosphere for the inaugural event held at Beckhithe, the home of Crusaders RUFC. Hundreds of rugby fans descended on Little Melton for the event, which saw North Walsham win the Showpiece Senior Cup final, beating Diss 40 points to nil to retain the trophy with a dominant performance. Earlier in the day, the bowl final for second 15 teams was won by Holt Owls, beating North Walsham Raiders 33-19 in a competitive encounter that Walsham had taken an early lead in. The third 15 salver final saw Diss comprehensively beat Norwich 34 points to nil, and the Touch Cup final was won by Norwich 02 beating North Norfolk Nomads 10-2. Wyndham lifted the plate after a close battle with the University of East Anglia, winning 24 points to 16, but having to fight back from 16-7 down, with tries from Tom Baxter, Chris Miller and Sam Head completing the comeback. There was an upset in the Junior Cup final when Thetford beat Lowestoft and Yarmouth 26-13 in impressive style. The first women's Senior Cup final was won by Wyndham Wasps after UEA had to concede the game, leaving Wasps to play a match amongst themselves as they celebrated finishing second in women's NC South East North 1 this season. Crusaders were delighted to be hosting the event, with club president Nick Kingsley saying, "We can't believe how well it's gone. Last year it was a damp squib, the Norfolk finals, and today, even if one team didn't turn up, on the whole it's been incredible and couldn't have gone better."
Joe Gatting achieved every batsman's dream when he scored six sixes in one over for his new club, Swardston. The former Sussex and Hampshire star, who joined Swardston as professional at the start of the season, produced his superb display of big hitting at the Common against Cambridgeshire Ramsey in the National Club Championship competition. And he saved his best for last, with 36 being scored off the final over to take the hosts up to an impressive 346 for 8. Gatting, who also played professional football for Brighton and Hove Albion, finished on an unbeaten 160, which featured a total of eight sixes in all, as well as 17 fours and spanned 95 balls.
Jordan Taylor played the starring role as Norfolk booked their place in the quarter-finals of the Minor Counties Unicorns Knockout Cup with a game to spare. Taylor made an unbeaten 84 to steer his side to a solid four-wicket win over Northumberland at Benwell Hill after the home side had been restricted to 198 in their 50 overs. That made it three wins out of three for Chris Brown's side, and they now have a last eight match to look forward to on Sunday, June the 12th, with their final group game against Cumberland at Fakenham in 2 weeks' time being of academic interest only.
It started like any Norwich Park run, but then they kept going and going and going. Long after the other joggers had completed the free timed 5K run, Georgina Sexton and her husband Chris continued to rack up laps of Eaton Park. They stopped 4.5 hours later, having run a full marathon, but this was only the warm-up. For the pair have set themselves daunting charity challenges to help East Anglia's children's hospices, with Mr. Sexton planning to cycle around 375 miles from Norwich to Edinburgh, and Mrs. Sexton to run 62 miles from London to Cambridge. Mrs. Sexton of Norwich dressed as Superman for the Eaton Park Marathon, and Mr. Sexton as Captain America. Running in the park made it all quite enjoyable, said Mrs. Sexton. We saw the same people over and over again, and they were shouting how many laps we'd done. Everyone was very friendly. They're still totting up the total they raised and hope to raise more than £1,000 for East Anglian Children's Hospices this year.
A charity is hoping £50,000 can be raised from an annual event which sees teams competing on kayaks, bicycles and foot. The Norfolk Superhero Challenge will this year take place on June the 25th, and organisers have opted for East Anglian Air Ambulance as their chosen charity. Sophie Emmanuel, fundraising officer with the charity, said, "We are delighted to be chosen, the chosen charity, to benefit from people taking on the challenge. The money raised will help us to purchase baby packs for our crew to take on life-saving missions. Starting and finishing at Burnham Overy Staithe, the challenge starts with a 1 mile swim and 4 mile kayak, followed by a 45 mile bike ride and an 8 mile run."